Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "See, I have called by my name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, where that praise will keep coming up all the time, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. He devised cutting works to work in gold and silver and in brass and in cutting of stones to set them and in carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given to him Aholiab, the son of Ahikamah, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded." So I'm going to break it down to people because I don't want to be too complex and too long. Moses was commanded, it came out of the wilderness, to build a tabernacle and all the garments for the priests, because they were setting up a Levitical priesthood. They had to build everything. And Moses asked the people for an offering of gold and everything, and they sent everything. But God gave Moses this command and explicit instructions on how to do this. But Moses didn't have those sort of skills. And what God said to Moses was basically, "I have filled him," he's talking about the Bible, "with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and all manner of workmanship." What he said, God said, "I have put in him a natural ability to do what you need to do." God has given those individuals a natural ability to do what? Devise and work, to make things in gold and silver and brass. He's divinely giving them some skills. Divinely giving them some skills. Where am I going with this? I'm going to ask you all the questions. What's in your dream? What's in your dream? And I know y'all said, "What is he talking about?" Well, technically, when we heard here about DNA, I've got to give me a little while. I have to go back to the day when I was watching the session and I had to learn how to sound out words and everything. So DNA, D-I-C. Did I get it right? I had to sound it out. That's what DNA is. You know, those little strands of things. And basically, it is the genetic information that makes you up. And so, deoxy, ribonucleic acid, they shorten it by saying DNA. Well, let's be in this day of emojis and acronyms. And I was riding early in the week, and God told me DNA. And when I say, "What's in your DNA?" You know, people, I'm asking you, what's your divine natural ability? What's your divine natural ability? What is it that God has put genetically inside of you that nobody else can do but you? You see your DNA from a biological standpoint, it's your DNA. That's why when they have a search for criminals and everything, they do a little swab and they want to do a DNA test. They want to do it. And they match it up with you. for what your divine natural ability. You see, I read the scripture so you'd understand that here God placed inside of these men everything that he needed to do a job that he ordained from the beginning of the world. God has ordained each one of you to do something that only he can do. And so you have to decide, what am I going to do with the natural ability that God has given you? See, there's a difference between spiritual gifts and natural gifts. I won't get into that, but spiritual gifts are given to you when you become a child of the living God. But you are born with certain natural and physical abilities. All my sports people will know me. They use words and terms like, oh my goodness, he is a freak of nature. Oh my goodness, the physicality of this young man that's doing that. Oh my goodness, he's just a beast. You know, those words. And I won't do that, but they typically need to say some things like, you know, his leadership skills and leadership ability. Y'all who know what I'm talking about, y'all will catch that in the morning. But they utilize those terms to define the ability of that individual to do certain things. Then you have to hone those skills and use those skills, because if you do, God will make a place for you. What is it that you can do well? What is it that God has blessed you with? This guy can devise cunning works, he can build things in gold and silver, and exquisite workmanship. What is that thing that God has given you? What is that talent that only you can do? You can praise the Lord. Well, praise him. But praise him. If God has given you the innate ability and it's on the inside of you to praise, you need to praise. Because if God has given you something, whatever it is, athletic ability, academic ability, whatever it is, you need to be like a boy, Forrest Gump, and run, Forrest Gump. You need to, with all your ability and your might, to run towards whatever God has called you to, whatever God has placed on the inside of you. Don't worry about people. God has given you to give. Don't worry about who's there. You see, I hear these commercials all the time. These new job sites, Indeed.com, and then the other one, that other one that they use all the time, ZipRecruiter. That's the one I like, ZipRecruiter, where they take all the work out of it. People just go there and put their applications in and all of this, their credentials and all this stuff. And then there's some algorithm or something in the program that just automatically selects the best candidates to send to the employer. Well, what is that based on? It's based on their work DNA. It's based upon their knowledge, their experience that they have, and they put in the computer, and all of a sudden they're just plucked out for an interview. Well, God is asking you to just use whatever it is that he's given you, because no matter who's in the way or what you may see, God is going to run his algorithm and just pluck you out and put you where you're supposed to be. But the challenge is, young people, there is so much DNA, divine natural ability in the Word of God. People didn't fulfill their calling with God. They didn't do what God had called them to do. You need to, no matter what it is. And you say, well, why? Well, if you're academic and you can do math or chemistry or biology or sociology very well, and God has blessed you, guess what? There are million-dollar ideas given every single day. And if you're doing it, well, you can just start tutoring somebody for that. Make a little money on the side with your DNA. And guess what? Your DNA may lead you to somebody that may want to give you another job because you are using your gift that God has given you. I'm going to make it simple for you, because I always have to give you a biblical example so you understand the importance of that thing that God has placed inside of you, whether it's music, poetry, dance. God has given it to you. I can't sing. I make a joyful noise. But God has blessed me with the ability to be Lord. And I have fun with it. And I use it and I run with it. And God will allow you to use that gift. Perfect example. over that first Samuel. Do we all understand and we know how David drew Goliath and all of that, that little story? But see, when the prophet went down there to anoint the other brother, the oil wouldn't come out. But he called for David, and then he poured the oil, and it went out on David. And David was anointed. And then at that time, Saul lost his mind. The Spirit of God went away from Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. If you have an understanding of the divine natural ability. He said, while David was out there keeping the sheep, and on the backside, he played his little instrument. He learned how to play that harp. And he played that harp and see all the songs. See, the book of Psalms is a book of hymns. And David wrote a great many of them. So David was a poet. David was a musician. David was a warrior. And David was also a king. Look at all that DNA. Look at all that DNA that God placed on him. And so David was eventually anointed to be king. But it took him a while to get there. But verse 1 Samuel 16 and verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubled him. Lord, let our Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning. You see, he used that word before. A cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass when an evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto her, to his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Now, now follow it. David was just anointed to be king, and the spirit left Saul, who ate him. And an evil spirit came upon Saul. And so Saul is troubled. And God needs somebody to help him, right? And so guess what? God is now sending the person who he anointed to be king. God is taking the replacement to come to the house where he is going to be to play his instrument to help the person he's getting ready to play. What am I saying? God will set you up where your gifts will make room for you. If you just feel your DNA, you ain't got to worry about it. God is just good. And Saul's servant, and then one of the servants answered, said, well, I have seen a son of Jesse that is coming and playing a mighty valiant man, a man of war, and a prudent and matter, and a coming person. And guess what? The Lord is with him. The Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messages unto Jesse and said, now check this out. Send me David, thy son, which is with the king. Here you have the king who's been replaced. Send me my replacement. Y'all get that. Send me my replacement. Why? Because David was doing what he was supposed to do, using his divine natural ability. And God set it up to where he could play the harp for his replacement. And so, and David came to Saul and stood before him, verse 21. And Saul loved him greatly. Just think it out. He just went to play the harp. That's one job. But Saul loved his replacement. That is to put it, loved his replacement greatly. And he became his armor bearer. Got there to be the harp player. When he got there, became the armor bearer. And he did nothing but go from any to this. See how God works out, young people. I'm getting ready. Want to leave that with you today. What is your natural ability that was divinely given to you by God? Find it. Cultivate it. Use it. And be in position. Because no matter what it is, no matter how it looks or what it looks like, you got to run with your life. You got to have the old folks say, I'm running for my life. I'm running and I'm not going to get tired. I just got to keep running. Take your gift and run with it. And watch God move. God's going to move on your behalf. He's going to move some people out of your way. He's going to make room for you. Why? Because the divine natural ability that he gave you Jesus speaks. And the moment you say that is the moment you open up doors.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.